As an adult, having an everyday job feels easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing Globe Prepaid offers Go Plus promos where you can choose the data that you want, and with Go Plus 99 Go Work, accomplishing all your work tasks becomes easier. With a total of 16 GB of data, you can now have 8 GB of all sites to do what you need and 8 GB of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app. GCash or dial *143# hashtag on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 Go Work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia. You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to the Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'm the best-selling author, an inspirational speaker, and the creator of Unique on the 4 personality types on how you can treat people the way they want to be treated. Today's episode is on unboxing entrepreneurship and with my very good friend, Sean C. But before that, I'm so happy because yesterday I had a training, and it was for 2 days for a multinational for their leaders. And one leader in particular has more than 1,000 people under him. It was for a small group of 30 people. And I just remembered that after our session, they got copies of my books. And the last time I signed a book was March 2020. How crazy is that? Next week, I'm going to have another live talk. And it's amazing that this pandemic, hopefully and prayerfully, is about to end. Though I enjoyed Zoominars and have done plenty this year, thank God for technology and their advantages. In fact, I'll have one in an hour. And I'm happy because from one venue to another, I can just move by a click of a finger or a button because of this technology that we can go around, move, and still do what we love doing. So going back to our episode, we'll go deep into what makes not only a profitable business, but a purposeful one. Running a business is multidimensional, and many of you probably heard people say that having one and starting your own isn't for everyone. And I second that because of my experience. I would say a resounding, all caps, Y-E-S, yes. CEOs are not only expected to be amazing at their specializations, but should also be balanced and adaptable when it comes to handling emotions and growing skills. Indeed, entrepreneurs are expected to be chameleons. That's the fifth one on the 4 types where you use the different strengths of the 4 personality types. And I wrote about that in my Unique books, Unique Youth and Uniquely in Love in particular. So you adjust to people, the situation, and events. So for this episode, we have a chameleon on board. So Sean C. is the author of the book CEO at 22, And Sean C. runs his company, SEO Hacker, and is also an experienced businessman in different fields. Let's have a listen at my in-depth discussion with Sean on how he made it and what lessons he learned to get where he is.
Yeah. And, you know, I had to ask Sean what would be a good topic because he can talk about a lot of things. And sabi ko sa kanya, why not yung topic natin is for younger people, millennials, to inspire them because you've been a CEO at 22. How challenging is that running your own company? And probably correct mindsets. Dami kasi yung mga turo ngayon, no? It's dangerous if we do not have the right foundations to start and if we are abiding by the wrong principles. So ikaw, Sean, can you tell us more about how you started being a CEO at 22?
Oh my goodness. That's quite a story, no? So I hope you guys have time, but I'll try to summarize it for you as well. I started when I was at the young age of somewhere 21. And that was my journey into SEO. I started a blog called God in You. There may be some of you here who might have remembered that blog. I was just writing about my faith as a single Christian guy. And that was my last 2,000 pesos during that time. And I just prayed to God, said, Lord, you know, I just want to give this to you. Start a blog, just write. You gave me this talent of writing, this love for writing. I just want to write for you. And when I checked my stats, there were not a lot of readers and subscribers. And you know when you're a writer, diba? Gusto mong may nagbabasa, you want people to read your stuff. It feels validating. If no one's reading your stuff, you feel like, you know, why am I writing? So I checked my stats and not a lot of people were reading my stuff. Just 3 people. And the bad thing about this, I know who they were. They're my mom, my brother, and my sister. So how do I increase my readers? How can I increase my subscribers? And I searched in Google. And Google kept saying SEO. Study SEO, learn SEO, apply it. So I did. And during that time, there were not a lot of good resources about SEO. There's a lot of unethical ways to do it. Not a lot of the ethical one, the long-term one. So I was journeying and seeking that knowledge, how I can do it in a sustainable, long-term and ethical way. And I would experiment and apply it to my blog. Of course, it's a God in You blog. I don't want to apply unethical practices there. And so it ranked. And I got readers, and up till today, I think I get like 500 a month reading, you know, sorry, 500 a day people reading my blog about faith. And sabi ko, okay, you know, this is something that I can do. Maybe some companies need this. So sabi ko, maybe I could turn it into a sideline, a side gig, freelance ako. And then I finally graduated. My dad was so happy kasi 28 units pagsako sa college eh. Almost kick out student ako eh. Eh, di ba, ang love ko is writing and literature. My dad was so happy. I graduated. Sabi niya, sige, you know, for your grad gift, let's go to Hong Kong. So we went there, just the two of us.
Like any other story, Sean's story is one with a rough start. All of the successful people we see today started with not knowing what they wanted to do. Well, if not all, most of them. The successful people you see who are confident, they started with self-doubt. In this next part, Sean shares how he got his first major client in the most unexpected way.
And we had the cruise to Macau. Yeah, tourist kami. This lady just happened, you know, we just happened to sit by each other. And by random, she asked me, what do you do? You know, small talk. Nag-small talk kami. Sabi ko, I just graduated. That was February 2009. No, 2010. That's Feb 2010. I just graduated college in March, by March, which is next month, sabi ko sa kanya, papasok na ako sa HP. So I got a job in HP. Don't know why they hired me. I failed 28 units. But yeah, so sabi ko sa kanya, but yeah, I do SEO on the side. Sabi niya, SEO, my uncle needs that. So I was shocked. Sobrang shocked ko kasi hindi naman uso ang SEO. I've never met any other living soul who knew what SEO was back then. She was a Phil Chaya. She's a Filipino-Chinese like me. Sabi ko, you know, SEO is search engine optimization, the same thing, right? Are we in the same page? Sabi niya, yeah, SEO. My uncle needs that. her uncle happens to be the owner of Scuba World, which during that time was a sizable, arguably the biggest scuba diving company in the country. Sabi niya, my uncle needs SEO, I'll refer you to him. So ako naman, sabi ko, you know, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I'm grateful. But really at the back of my head, medyo duda ako, right? Because we just met and I don't have a business. I don't have a business registration, no brand, no portfolio. She doesn't know me. We're on a cruise to Macau. Vacation mode eh.
Galing, no?
The chances of her remembering me and actually referring me to her uncle, di ba? Medyo nakakaya eh. Tanong ng uncle niya, kilala mo ba yun? Sama na kilala? Di ba? May mga ganun tanong eh. So, makakahiya sa kanya pag nirecommend niya ako, di ba? So sabi ko, malabo to. You know? What are the chances she will remember me? Will buy our pasalubongs, go back home, give our pasalubongs. She'll probably forget about me. That's what I was thinking. And so we went back. We were able to go back home after that tour. And a few weeks later, her uncle called me up. And he said, is this Mr. C? And I said, yeah, you know, how can I help you? Hey, can you go here to my office to present? Bring your proposal, SEO. So sabi ko, okay. So ako naman, wala akong idea. Like, I didn't know how much SEO was, to be honest. So guess what? I Googled it. How much is SEO? And what Google says is, it's $1,000 per month in the US. So sabi ko, sige, lagay ko sa proposal ko, 50K per month. Anong portfolio ko noon? I had nothing. I had the God in You blog. That was the portfolio I presented. Nothing else. I don't have a brand. Nope. My proposal was a short bond paper, 2 or 3 pages proposal. You know, if I send you a proposal today, that would look like it was done by a grade school student. Right? Ganun kalala itsura ng proposal ko na. But I went there thinking that, you know, I felt like I was an imposter in a way. Imposter syndrome, yeah. It happens to everyone. Yeah. During that time, that happened to me. I felt like this guy might just tell me to go home with my tail between my legs. But I went there, I showed up, and I presented to him whatever I had. I presented to him, and for some strange miracle, this guy hired me. And I was able to rank him #1 for Scuba Diving Philippines.
Wow.
And that's my first client.
In many cases, we turn down amazing opportunities because we feel we aren't ready yet. That's called the imposter syndrome, that you don't belong, that you are not good enough. Sean's first big client could have been lost if he let those thoughts consume him. And here's advice from Sean C to overcome the imposter syndrome.
This was when you were 21?
I was 2010. So I'm born 1988. So I'm 22. Somewhere 22 na ako that year.
Oh, 22. And yeah. You know, that's interesting. No? Kasi lagi tong pinag-uusapan. And whenever I would have talks, they would always ask me this Q&A. Lalo na kung maraming mga millennials, younger people. Ngayon, hindi na millennials, pati centennials, no? Yung Gen Z.
Yeah.
And they would always ask, how would you know your passion? What business should I start? How would you know your purpose? Minsan kasi yung mga bagay na yan napaka-ambiguous and ang dami natin mga questions about that, no? You know, ito yung nakita ko sa kanya, no? Kumbaga, hindi niya finalo yung kanyang passion. Kasi obviously, you're not passionate about SEO dahil you don't know what SEO is.
Yeah.
But you always brought your A-game. Yan ang importante eh. Kumbaga, from there, yung opportunities na presented to you took full advantage of them. And sabi mo yung imposter syndrome, you know, parang feeling ko hindi nawawala yun eh, no? Hanggang ngayon, you will feel imposter syndrome kasi as you become more successful, more challenges would arise and there will be bigger opportunities, but you have to be as big as them to be able to meet them. Probably not at first, but if you have courage, you take on the challenge. Tama ba yun, Sean?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, even now, if I get the opportunity to pitch to like a dream client, very, very big client, no? Minsan, dumadating pa rin yun eh. Although not as strong, of course, as when you're starting. When I was starting out and I had completely nothing to show for, it was very strong. But now that, you know, you've built your portfolio, you get used to it, you've invested in yourself, That's why, you know, the Unique podcast is very valuable and beneficial for a lot of people because it helps you to grow yourself, invest in yourself, listen to it. Jason is in Spotify, subscribe, follow, invest in yourself. The more you invest in yourself, the less you will feel the imposter syndrome, especially in bigger and bigger deals and transactions in your life.
I agree. Ito, nakakatawa, no? Parang sa church, if you're a pastor, you tell people, you know, when you're generous, these are the advantages of that. And I'm not saying that if you give more, you will be blessed, but that's a law. Eh. Pag pastor lang nagsabi or a preacher, parang alanganin, di ba? Kaya minsan, they would invite people like us to share kasi hindi tayo, wala tayo sa ministry. So, okay. So, sa amin, mga nasa personal development, sa akin, yun yung experience ko siya. Eh. The more you invest in yourself, both yung mga mas lower priced and then eventually, yung mga higher priced invest in books, that made me more confident in charging clients. Kasi kung willing ako mag-invest sa sarili ko, then I know my value, I know my worth.
Remember, we are almost never fully ready to face anything. That's life. But what we can do is to keep on investing in ourselves and the rest will follow. We are our best asset and there is nothing we cannot learn. Set your mind to it and truly believe that you can. Now, fast success is easy. But to make things last long, to make things stable, requires strong principles and great character. I asked Sean what he thinks are the qualities needed to be a thriving and purposeful CEO.
Sean, ano ba yung mga qualities para sa'yo which you feel would be important, crucial? Or critical rather, the top three qualities that you feel are your top axioms in life?
For me, the first one is humility. Based on the amount of humility and the depth of humility you have, that's how far you're going to go in your success in life. Wow. I could see that it's directly correlated. So if your humility is mababaw lang, kasi hindi mo naman masasabing walang humility yung tao eh. Pero may mga tao na mababaw lang yung humility. For me, yung mababaw lang yung humility, you can see their success is either shallow rin, mababaw lang, or short-lived, mabilis lang.
Yeah.
And that for me is very important because the next two qualities I'm gonna be sharing requires humility. If you lack humility, you're not gonna be willing to learn from other people, whether it's written in a book, whether it's recorded in a podcast or in a YouTube format, or whether you're learning from them live in the flesh, face to face. And if you don't have, and that's the second fundamental character you need to have, is being an eternal student. It's always learning, having that hunger to learn. A leader is a learner. That's what John Maxwell says. I'm a certified coach and trainer. And I completely agree. If you're not learning new things, sooner or later, you're no longer leading, but you're following.
Right.
And your success is going to be closed based on that point on where you refuse to learn more and new things. You will be superseded by people who are willing to learn more and new things. And they'll take your banner from you and run with it. And you're going to be left behind. So humility, the hunger to learn and become an eternal student. And lastly is integrity. Integrity. If you are different with who you are at work, with who you are with family, with who you are with your clients, it's hard for people to trust you because you're showing them different sides of you. And people are smart and sharp. They can see that. They can see if you're really willing to help or just trying to turn a profit. And this day and age, authenticity is one of the things that is highly valued by everyone in all generations. Because there's just so much fake stuff, right? There's just so much fake stuff. I would give you a bonus one because I also think this is critical. Work ethic. Work ethic is critical. If you don't have a good work ethic, a discipline to say no to things that you shouldn't be doing yet, and the focus to finish the things that you must do that are important, not urgent, but important, that is going to catalyze your way to success.
Wow, wow. You know, it's funny, yung first mo, yung humility. I had a whole day session with a company yesterday. We did online virtual team building. Parang online retreat yung dating eh. Sabi ko sa kanila, who among here, you are humble. There na chat box. Dami naglagay, humble. Sabi ko, pangalan dyan, humble. Hindi na kayo humble, humbug na. Tawaran sila. It's a trick question. But you know, I love it. I love when you mention the word work ethic. Yung work ethic na two sides of a coin. Work hard, but also learn how to say no on the things that you should not be doing. Galing, no? I think parang ikaw pa lang yung narinig ko na nag-share ng ganong perspective ng work ethic. And yung integrity, actually, iniintay ko kung kailan mo sasabihin eh. Also, yeah, I mean, you're someone who says it straight. Kung baga, kung ano yung sinabi mo, yun yung ginagawa mo. Kung hindi kaya, you will also tell people up front. Yun yung qualities, no, na you feel are important.
Do you work more than 8 hours a day with meetings from day and night? Well, Globe Prepaid has got your back. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 for just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently as you utilize Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram for the whole week. With a total of 16 GB of data, you can now have 8 GB of all sites to do what you need and 8 GB of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 and other Go Plus offers, you can break free and be a boss. Humility is something people overlook. Having confidence is important, but you can have confidence and not lose humility. Something many aspiring entrepreneurs need to remember. Earlier, we touched on imposter syndrome. Here, we will expound on ways to beat it. Yung imposter syndrome, would you say it's the same as fake it till you make it?
No, it's not. 100% no. People who say fake it till you make it, they're the antithesis of humility for me. And they're the antithesis not just of humility, but of integrity. Because fake it till you make it is basically telling you to put a mask on and put a show on, regardless of who you really are. And once people get wind of that, they will know that you're not an authentic person. And that's going to just break everything else that you've been trying to build. There are people who succeed with that. And, you know, the only reason is they're really good in living a two-faced life. And it's difficult for people with good character to do it that way. But for me, you know, these kinds of people, you ask them along that journey, you ask them, are you happy? And usually their answer is, I can be happier. I could be happier if only ganito. If only my wife respects me more. If only my kids respects me more. If only my friends like me for who I am, not just for money. And you know, these reasons that they give you is because they're used to living multiple lives. But the imposter syndrome is not faking things, but really questioning yourself.
Yeah.
It's about questioning yourself. Can I really do this? Am I really cut out for this? Is this opportunity really here? And can I really succeed in this opportunity that I'm given? It's more of about questioning yourself rather than putting on a fake self to go through things. So they're two different things. They might seem like they're in the same school of thought, but they're actually two very different things.
Yeah. Now, follow-up question, since Oliver asked that. How do you overcome imposter syndrome?
overcoming imposter syndrome for me is the easiest way is to ask a mentor what they think of your situation. That's the easiest way because they will validate you if you trust them enough and you trust their word as gold. They will validate you. If not, wala kang mentor or you don't trust, you know, the mentor you have, you feel like they're too biased with you, masyado silang fans mo, or you know, they're just gonna bubble up on what where you are. Then the only way to go through it, number one, pray about it. Is this opportunity really given to me by God? Number two, just do it. Just go through that phase or that challenge or that opportunity. I would say just like how I did. I just showed up. You gotta show up. If you don't show up, you're always gonna be asking yourself about that situation that you were put in. Nung time ba na yun, ano lang ba talaga ako? Parang that still seems so surreal. And then you're gonna regret it because you don't know the answer. If you were really up for the cut or up for that opportunity. So you gotta just show up and go through that experience.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, Sean, as a speaker before, and this was like many years ago, I had one opportunity to speak for a company. And this company, it's a multinational. They will be flying in the CEOs of their other countries. So, iba-ibang countries, no? Nandun yung CEO ng Britain, ng Japan, of course, ng Philippines. Tapos, there were like 250 people there. And mind you, I felt yung imposter syndrome. Why me? Can I handle this? Kasi yung hindi pa ako experienced eh. Tapos yung voices in your head telling you na hindi ikaw yung the right guy for the job and all these lies. Tapos ang nakakatawa, meron akong isang friend, they're part of an events company. She was so ecstatic when we had the meeting with the company. Sabi niya, Jason is ganito. No, buti ka pa naniniwala ka sa sinasabi mo. Ako, hindi nga ako naniniwala sa mga pinagsasabi mo. But she was like that na, he's the best guy for the event, ganon. And when she was saying it, she wasn't saying it because she wanted to close the deal. Nakita ko sa kanya na authentically, she really believes it, so it helped. Yeah. And ang nangyari, after a month, yung nag-speak ako doon, di ako talaga makatulog noon araw-araw. As in, naiisip ko yung event, kaya ko ba to? Pero yun din yung nangyari, no? I over-prepared. As in, every day, I would practice for like 1-2 hours. Kasi, maaaring di ko nga kaya, pero I will work hard. And on the day itself, I did well. Pero alam mo, no, looking back, siguro pag hindi ko ginawa yung talk na yun, hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa din kayang mag-speak sa mga CEOs, sa mga, very successful people, and I would be more comfortable with sales, mga ganong audience or this type of audience, hindi yung mga top-level executives. And I love what you said, 100%. That's also gonna be my answer. You just have to do it. You just have to do it.
Character. And principles are important, but having the right skill is also crucial in having success. Yes, an entrepreneur needs to be a master of their craft, but did you know that that is not enough to run a business? Here are some skills CEOs need. Let's take it from Sean.
Ano yung top 3 skills na feeling mo importante for mga would-be entrepreneurs? Or in general, how can you be successful?
For me, number one would be your ability to communicate. And communication, we know, is two-way. It's listening and it's giving your thoughts or imparting your thoughts. And I remember there was a quote, I forgot who said it. Someone popular, sabi niya, the biggest mistake and biggest most common mistake in communication is the assumption that it already happened. So there are a lot of times that you communicate things and di pala naintindihan ng kausap mo. Or it wasn't received well. Or it wasn't received the way you intended for it to be received. And vice versa, kinakausap ka, yung utak mo is elsewhere in the universe. So, the ability to communicate well for me is critical as an entrepreneur. Because business is about being able to deal with people. At the end of the day, the one who will sign your contract, the one who will pay you, is not a computer. It's a human being. And if you can't communicate well in their own styles, and you teach about this, DISC, Dominant Influential Steady and Corrective, there are so many different ways to approach someone who is your negotiation counterpart or who is on the other end of the table. You have to be able to communicate well with that person in the way that they want to be communicated, in the style that they want to communicate.
That is why I created the No Dull Moment method. Speak and sell your way to a six-figure income. This is a speaking method that helps people communicate effectively to others and where we help them know their unique personalities, the dominant eagle, influential rooster, Seti Carabao, and the corrective Tarsier, whether it's you using your strengths or the audience identifying them so you can best relate to your audience and engage them well. So how to identify others' unique personalities is a must. No matter how good you are at something, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to share it, if you can't communicate it well.
Sean, bago ka magpatuloy, kaya ako natatawa. Kasi, take note ha, Sean is a CEO but he's really, really good in sales. Yung wife ko, nasa isang ano sila, parang restaurant yata. Tapos nandun siya sa kabilang table. So, CCM. Yes, si Sean. It's like in the ano, di ba? Yung food ano doon. Food center, di ba? Tapos nandun siya sa likod. Narinig si Sean in action. May kausap na kliyente. And he was sharing the beauty of SEO and ganyan. Tapos yung wife ko, message ako. Sabi niya, si ano yata, Sean, si yung nasa likod ko. Ang galing na to magbenta. Kahit hindi ko kailangan ng SEO, gusto kong bumili. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so you know that's a very peculiar incident. I thought I saw Kat nga on the other table and sabi ko, "Oh no. I have an audience here pala." Baka masabi to kay Jason na nagbebenta ako ng SEO dito. And you know that selling, sales, you know, the most important thing in a business is customer. It's not the idea. It's not the business concept. It's the customer. You don't have a customer, you don't have a business. You don't have sales, you don't have a business. So sales is very important. And the way to sell well is when you communicate well. Okay? There are salespeople, they'll just bash you with information, salita lang sila na salita. And we try to stay away from those kinds of salespeople, right? Because for us, they just keep on talking. They're not communicating. They're just monologuing with you, hoping that you're gonna buy. Usually, we veer away from those kinds of people. Now, what would make for an effective entrepreneur who is selling his or her own product and service that he or she really believes in is when they communicate with you. And sometimes, that entails you asking questions. The customer is asking you questions, you're listening, and then you answer those questions. You know, the best pitches that I've done in terms of sales are the Q&As that take an hour.
Wow.
Big
wow.
Clients, ang dami nilang tanong.
Iba yung sa'yo kasi, it's a high-ticket service. So talagang, I can imagine no, yung mga questions sa'yo. Abutin talaga yung mga isang oras, dalawang oras.
Yeah, actually, there's the client that I recently was able to close. They're a big company along EDSA. 3 hours. 3 hours yung sales pitch. 2 hours yung Q&A. Ganun katagal yung Q&A. And it was grueling. Ang masaklap pa ngayong pandemic, walang patubig. So talagang on ako dun sa mask ko habang nagsasalita, no? But you have to communicate. And all generations yung kausap ko doon. There were centennials, millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers. There was a boomer in the room. And I had to explain these things. And when you communicate well, then they all understand. They're gonna be going with you and signing with you. You close the deal, makes you level up as an entrepreneur. So I think communication is one of the most important skills, being able to communicate well.
Fantastic.
The second and third, because for me, these are intertwined, is the skill of focus in the skill of prioritization. Hmm. Madalas matanong sa podcast ko actually in time management. Eh. How do you manage your time? You have, you know, a couple of companies, many people, many clients you're managing. How do you find time for family? Ganyan. So natatanong yan sa akin. And the answer to that is time is not really manageable. We all have 24 hours. You don't have a minute more than I do. I don't have a minute more than you do. And time goes on. You can't stop the seconds from ticking. But you can prioritize what to do in X amount of time. And that for me is the key for saving your days, you know, for having more days to do more stuffs. Wow. When it's urgent, but it's not important that I personally do it, I delegate it. And when you delegate, you make sure they know how to do it 80% as well as you do. If not, don't delegate to them. Delegate to someone else who's more skilled or teach them first how to do it. In my book, 50X Your Business, I write about delegation. It's like having a brand new Ferrari and you giving the keys to that Ferrari to the new hire and saying, bahala ka na. Drive it from point A to point B. Pag dumating yun sa point B ng maraming gasgas, basag yung side mirror, basag yung front window, huwag ka magagalit. Because you didn't show him how to drive it. You didn't show her how to drive.
Yeah.
But if you first drive it and they sit with you in the passenger seat, tell them, okay, these are the controls. This is how you gas up. This is how you gas down. These are the brakes. This is how you do it. Okay, now, palit tayo. Ako naman sa passenger seat, ikaw sa driver's seat. Okay, how do you do parallel parking? Okay, I think you got it. Now, you give them the keys. And you can expect now that they're going to drive that Ferrari from point A to point B without any damages. Now you can expect because you delegated well.
Yeah.
So prioritization is about managing your priorities, delegating things that are not important that you personally do it. And kaya kasama niya si focus, focusing on only the important things. What are important things? These are things like for our health, exercise. Easy to put off. Easy to put down the priority list because it's not urgent. Eh. But it's important. And someday when you keep putting it off, you might have a heart attack. Let's just say, I don't know, right? Because you keep putting it off. You're unhealthy. Nag-heart attack ka. Now, suddenly, it becomes a crisis. It's both urgent and important. And you need a triple bypass surgery. That's not good. So you focus on the important things. Same with business. You keep putting off yung legal. Wala kang contracts, wala employee contracts. Yung contracts mo hindi legal and binding. Wala kang notarization. You keep putting off your income tax, your FS, your ITR sa accounting. Someday, it's gonna be a crisis. Government's gonna come knocking at your door, BIR, and the penalties that they're gonna slam on you is gonna be business breaking. So, focus and priorities, being able to prioritize well, those are the two other skills that are very important for me.
Yeah. We're putting it off, eh, no? Yung time quadrant. A friend actually messaged me. I found out how he operates his company and I gave him advice na, you know, dapat yung mga tao mo, check po yung sa labor. Mahirap yan pag na-labor ka. Sabi ko sa kanya. True enough, after 6 months, messaging me, Jason, do you know a lawyer? I had to recommend a lawyer to him kasi yun, may nang susu sa kanya na mga employees niya. Wala naman siyang ginawa. I mean, wala siyang ginawa na pangit. He was really good to his employees.
Yeah.
He was kind to them. Unfortunately, hindi niya kayang bayaran ng minimum wage, but he gave them privileges na ito yung sa pagkain, lodging.
Yeah.
So, yun din ang problem minsan sa atin kasi meron tayong ano eh, kumbaga yung pro-labor na hindi nakikita yung side naman ng entrepreneur. And I guess it should be both ano eh. Well, yun yung ano yung nangyari sa kanya, ending up he spent more than probably just setting it due up diligence. In the first place, due diligence.
Yeah.
Saka yung mga businesses na hirap magbayad ng, for example, minimum wage. Well, the answer to that is baka you're not in the right ano eh, right business or you're not pricing your products enough or it's too competitive na kailangan maghanap po ng niche.
Hey there, this is Mish, and I'm inviting you to listen to season 4 of Mish Conceptions. We're back with more topics to guide you through adulting, push you towards building a successful career, or help you towards self-improvement. A lot of our experiences in our lives are brought by maling akala or unmanaged expectation. This podcast aims to debunk those misconceptions and help you grow into a better version of yourself. You'll be able to listen to the new episodes every Monday morning to give you the energy boost that you need to start your week. See you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sean always thinks ahead and does things sincerely. He is an early adapter and is usually one of the first people I know who starts a podcast. And even before the pandemic, he was doing it years before that. What he preaches in running businesses, he expounds in his own show too, called The Leadership Stack. Here's what you should know about this great project of Sean's.
Tell us more naman about your, no, your podcast naman, yung Leadership Stack. May 2 years na ba siya? Or more?
Na. 2019 wow. July, kami wow. Nag-start. So, I didn't even, you know, no one knew that the pandemic was gonna happen and stuff. Yeah. And when I started the podcast, I thought I wanted to talk about leadership, management, and entrepreneurship. And that's because we have a gross, actually quite severe lack of it in our country, I would say, no? Especially in the public service. So
in government.
Yes. Hirap sabihin minsan eh. Kasi sakit eh. Pero it's quite true. And I assembled the team in SEO Hacker and they were willing to help out. And it's an advocacy more of. Wala kaming kinikita doon. Hindi pa na monetizing YouTube channel. Wala pa talaga. And more of, for 2 years, we've been producing high quality output both in the auditory field and in the video field on YouTube if you're subscribed to YouTube, because we want more leaders to step up. We want to create more leaders as well here in our country. Maybe in business, there are things that I share there also about personal growth.
Yeah, yeah. You're a pioneer actually, no, ng podcast scene. Early adopter itong si, ano, eh, si Sean eh. Tsaka yung Leadership Stack niya. Kaya natandaan ko na, ano eh, I think the first time I guested there was 2019 yata. No?
Yeah.
I went to your office kasi may engagement yata ako near the area kasi we live ano eh, far apart. Para sa akin, para ang mga south, yung mga Paranaque, probinsya na yan. So, but yeah, I remember that. So, si Sean, bilib ako dito kasi grabe eh, consistency niya. Every Thursday. Actually, bro, I always ano, tell my wife, grabe tong si Sean, no? Thursday, lagi nandun live, ganyan. Tapos isang beses, ayun, nakita ko hindi pala siya laging live na. Ano lang, ano to? Recorded. Okay, okay. Minsan, tao ka lang din pala, no? Minsan nakakamiss ka din. Kasi you've been live for parang almost every week, right?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I missed, that got broken when my baby was born.
Oh,
she's almost 2 months
I see.
Now. So, when my wife was about to give birth, medyo hindi na ako makakommit. Kasi anytime na siya due eh. So, mahirap na yung habang nasa life. Biglang, sorry guys ha, I gotta go. Right?
Uy, nangyari sa akin yan.
Talaga?
My second si Alexa yung nasa isang ano ako, speaking engagement. Actually, ano siya, church. The morning na dun ako. Pagtingin ko ng cellphone ko, grabe, 20 missed calls.
Oh my gosh.
Tapos, ano yun eh, nasa, it's far from our place. Tapos, kinuha ko lang siya ng less than 30 minutes. So, normally, it would take more than an hour sa sobrang bilis ko magmaneho. Buti na lang, my brother lives near our place. Her water, ano, water broke. So, buti hindi nangyari sa'yo.
Oo, wala, wala. Buti na lang, buti na lang.
Dahil, pero hindi ka pa din tao kasi yun pala yung reason, no? Kaya, pause sa live, ano mo ng 30
minutes. But, I think, once a week, at 8 PM, kaya mo yun, bro. Kaya mo yun.
Sasabihin ko pa lang, you know, yung mga nagpa-podcast, yung nag-podcast na ako, tumaas ng respeto ko sa mga nagpa-podcast. Kasi, it's ano eh, parang you're not getting paid for it. I mean, if you will get paid for it will take a long time. So, you're doing it out of public service talaga. You're doing it to hopefully inspire people.
Yeah.
And you know, diba? So, kaya yung mga nagpa-podcast, and if you love their podcasts, as much as possible, support them. Kahit na yung mag-ano lang kayo, yung mag-subscribe kayo sa podcast nila, follow them. It means a lot. And one day, I hope that those podcasts will generate something. Diba? Kasi it's really hard work. It's really hard work.
We always open our show to our listeners to drop in questions for me or for my guests. And here's a great question asked our way that's very important for those considering opening a business with friends and family.
I love this question, Kael. This is a very important question. Sabi niya, can you share your thoughts about starting a business with your friends?
I have. Queries, my second business. I started it with a good friend of mine. There was also a business that I started. My co-working space, I have two silent investors whom I respect. But in all my businesses, I make sure na clear kung sino yung pinaka-decision maker. For me, yun ang pinaka-importante. There only has to be one head, one decision maker. It cannot be 50-50. It has to be a 51-49 split at least. So with Queries, I think right now I own 100% of it na. But before it was, I think 80-20. And with Workplace, I own the overwhelming majority of it as well. So
yeah,
I do have investments with some companies. Yun naman, talagang silent minority share lang talaga ako. And they can tap me for advice, for my thoughts and insights. But I tell them, decision making is on you. And whatever you decide, I support. So for me, if you're gonna start businesses with friends, make sure that's clear. Kasi usually nagkaka-problema lang pag 50-50 split eh, or 33.33% kayo yung tatlo. Yun, medyo mahirap talaga yung ganun.
Ito trivia lang, kami ni Sean, we were supposed to have a business. Hindi siya natuloy because nagka-pandemic. And yun yung pinaka-importante, no? Yung alam ninyo na you have the same values, tsaka money is secondary pag nagnenegosyo. Kasi kung ang priority is profit, money, mahirap eh. Mahirap talaga. Take it from me. Yung mga gusto kong nag-negosyo dito, I had siguro mga 30, 40, I don't know anymore. Siguro mga 30 partners already in different businesses.
Wow.
Some were very small, some eventually grew. Si Sean ang maganda sa amin. May experience kasi kami both. And I would say parehas yung values namin. And along with our good friend si Direk Jepoy. Naging friends sila ni Sean dun sa business. I connected them. And ang bilis eh, di ba? Ang bilis natin eh.
Yeah.
Yung mukhang hindi mag-work, sige, let's ano muna stop operation. Walang hindi namin pinag-uusapan yung ano, yung pera. Tapos ang maganda, ito ang tip ko sa inyo. And this actually yung si Sean din ang nagsabi na to, no? I think, or nakalimutan ko sino sa ating dalawa. But pag magbi-business kayo, pwede kayong mag-start muna without a company. Okay? Try doing things a little bit lang. Kung lalo na kung yung mga businesses na hindi pa naman kailangan, you know, mahirap yata mag-share ng ganitong advice sa atin.
Yeah. Pero I'll back you up there. So I think, yeah, I mentioned, natanong sa atin to eh.
Sorry. Ito na lang. Huwag muna kayo mag-incorporate. Ayun na lang.
It's not,
para safe tayo.
Yeah, it's not a necessity. Right? I mean, even if you're gonna start out as a freelancer, for example, freelancer kayong lahat. Magpa-partners kayo, pero freelancer kayong lahat, pwede yun. There are laws for that. You don't need to incorporate na you're gonna shell out like 50K for the articles of incorporation at para ilakad siya sa SEC, tapos mag-BBIR registration ka kagad, you spend another 50,000 for that. Eh, dun pa lang, naka 6 digits ka na. Wala pa nangyayari.
Wala pang kinikita, di ba? Right. Thank you for saving me. I don't know, Sean, if you love watching mga K-drama. Hindi masyado.
Hindi.
Yeah, okay. Good for you. Kasi wife ko, kinonvert ako. Wala akong kaalam-alam sa mga K-drama. I had no, you know, I don't like watching mga K-dramas, mga ganyan. Pero during the pandemic, no choice. Kasi I love my wife.
Shout out to Marvin Germo.
Yeah, I love my wife. I really care for her. So her well-being, so I had to be there for her, sacrifice.
Yeah.
Ngayon napaparamdam ng ngayon ako nangyayaw. Ganda to, ah. But you know, one of the K-dramas that it's not really a K-drama, no. Yung Startup, yung show na yon. Pag nanonood ka ng mga Korean shows, majority alam yung Startup. Pero Sean, if you don't like watching mga K-dramas, you watch Startup, you love it kasi it's about startups business. And dami niyang lessons dun. Ang daming lessons. Ang pinaka, for me, the most important lesson of all, tanggalin mo na lahat yung mga lessons na yun. Kasi, basa mo naman yan sa libro eh. Kikita mo naman yan sa mga ibang shows. But the biggest lesson for me there, the most wonderful, was when they hugged the three friends. Because their business almost destroyed their relationship. Yung nag-hug silang tatlo, they realized na hindi ang sharing ang pinaka-importante, hindi yung money, hindi yung popularity. Ang importante, we are doing this together. None of that matters. Yun yung pinaka-maganda for me na lesson. With regards to family and friends pag magbe-business, dapat pares kayo ng values. And dapat, eto hindi rin na pag-uusapan sa negosyo, pag kumita yung business, magkano yung sharing? Yan yung laging usapan. Pero yung pag nagsara yung business, ano yung mga dapat liabilities, responsibilities natin. Yan, dapat clear. Para hindi kayo magkakaproblema, hindi kayo maghahabol. So, ano eh, no? Talagang umaapaw sa akin, no? halatang, yun naman halatang marami akong pinagdaanan sa negosyo, no? I hope, Kael, that helped.
Show me the money!
I'm Brazilipina Diana Menezes.
And I'm Vince Galongo from whenInManila.com. And this is
The Young Money Podcast.
There's so many crazy new ways to earn money and be an entrepreneur. Gaming, streaming, crypto, NFTs, online selling, blogging, vlogging, influencer marketing, TikTok, Kumu, Bigo, all these other apps, OnlyFans, and so much more.
On our show, you'll meet different amazing guests every week. We'll grind our guests about their journey towards financial freedom and also personal success. We're going to get a step-by-step guide on how those entrepreneurs started out and how they got it to the top.
Success and happiness can be defined in many different ways. But on our show, we want to talk to people who figured out at least the financial part of this thing called life. And maybe it'll even help us find ways to be happy and successful in our own lives.
True. Also, we realize that people don't really like talking about money and also finances. So we are here to do that for you. We'll get the figures on how much our guests are making and what you can do to start your path onto earning just as much.
So tune in every week to both of us, Vince and Diana, and learn from our guests, the best of the best young money makers out there, as they show us the money!
Sean is one of the people I know who has successfully started a business with friends. And here's what made it work.
Well, I have to paint a context then. During that time, this was a friend of mine who took care of me when I was in my darkest days. And I was worthless, you know, like literally I had long hair, patapon yung buhay ko. I was so hooked to computer games. I didn't graduate college yet. So I didn't have SU Hackers. It's not like I was making money during that time. Nakinupkup niya ako noon. So, and he's an atheist. And for me, he's one of the friends that is still an atheist, but I'm willing to take a bullet for, you know. He's that kind of friend for me. And when we went into business together, it was my business idea. It's a software as a service business concept. And he had the skills to code and had the team to do it. And during that time, he was in a rough patch. Kulang yung cash flow nila. So I told him, let's do it this way. I'm going to be the sole financier. So I financed everything. And I was the project manager, the marketer. I did everything except for the product development. That was him and his team. And it worked well for us. Up until today, Queries is still running. We're still generating revenue. It's not as big as SEO Hacker, definitely, but it can support for itself, pays for the electricity. So yeah, I'm happy about what happened there naman.
Yeah, kaya discretion is needed. Kumbaga, case-to-case basis talaga.
Case-to-case.
Yan yung mga question na hindi mo masasagot ng yes or no.
Another great question from one of our listeners is asking us about what we tell our 21-year-old self. Start young. Usually means being naive to many things. And if you're an aspiring businessman, businesswoman, knowing these ahead can get you far and to your goals.
21-year-old self. I think I would say that's a tough question for me. Maybe I would just tell my 21-year-old self that it gets insanely hard. It gets insanely hard. You lose people for sure, especially at the beginning. Because one of the things that I expected was the people I'm going to start business with, my first people in the team, they're going to be my dream team and we're going to go the distance. You know, I think a lot of entrepreneurs think that way naman eh.
I can relate.
With their first team. But, and it hurt me a lot when the time came when I was losing them. And some I lost because of positive churn, meaning they went on and moved forward in life in a good way. They started their own businesses. But some I lost in a not so positive way. So maybe that's one advice I'd tell myself. Toughen up because it gets insanely hard and you will lose people, especially the ones you started with. You're gonna lose them. Don't think that they're gonna be there all the way, and get used to it. Yeah, I'll stop there first. I think that's one piece of advice I definitely tell myself.
You know, Sean, I can relate. One of my friends who's a counselor, I don't know how, but na bring up, you know, hindi naman ako nag-share sa kanya about it, pero kasi hindi naman siya nagbi-business. Pero sabi niya, yung if you lose someone sa workplace, nag-resign, kumbaga you go your separate ways, it's like you're mourning for that person. And it's similar to losing someone.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of sense yung sinabi niya sa akin, ah, kaya pala yun yung nararamdaman ko that time. Pag may nawala sa company, you're mourning. Kaya parang, sometimes it's equivalent to someone dying na nawala. Parang ganun minsan yung...
Yeah. When I receive like notices of resignation in my inbox,
yeah,
it's like a scare. Like someone's in the hospital. Yeah. Something like that. No?
Parang, di ba? Ganyan yung face ko, yung narinig ko yung sinabi niya, parang nag-click na, kaya pala ganun yung nararamdaman ko. Normal pala yun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets easier But, you know, I'm over 10 years in doing business. Over 100 people have come and gone. It's still tough, but it gets easier when I'm not the one hiring them anymore. So the HR is the one hiring them now. And yeah, it actually got a lot easier because of that. And when they resign, the ones who process it first is the HR, not directly to me. So I get secondhand news now. So it became a lot easier for me. Otherwise, it's exactly like what you said, brother, na talagang sakit, masakit talaga.
Should you start a business by loaning or borrowing money? Here's our answer to that.
Sabi niya, is it wise? Ayan, regarding po sa business loan being offered by banks, is it recommended for startups? Sabi ni Bri.
For startups, it depends. Well, if you're a startup, they're gonna kill you with the interest. Kung startup ka talaga, meaning less than 5 years ka, you're gonna get a highway robbery amount in terms of interest. Kasi high risk eh for the bank. They may be willing to loan you money, but it's gonna be high interest. This is why we see a lot of startups today trying to get funding elsewhere. Venture capitalists, seed round, angel investors, or raising funds from their friends and family. Kasi mas walang interest yon, mas hindi ka pressured, mas hindi lugi at the get-go. Usually, the banks would just outright reject your request for loan if you're a startup. So unless it's your second business or your third business, you're gonna find it very hard to loan from the bank if you're a startup. Now, if you're starting up, let's just say you got a loan from the bank, and let's just say the interest was okay. Di ka masyado pinatay sa interest. Is that all right? Do I advise that? I would not recommend it. And the reason behind that is, for me personally, I started in a way na we call it bootstrapped, or you use your own money to start the business. But you may say then I'm cheating a little bit because services eh. But going back to the story I shared earlier, my first client committed to paying me 50,000 pesos a month. That's how my business started. My capital was 1,300 pesos. Literally, it's just a website. That's all I had. And that's my starting money. I didn't need to loan from the bank for 1,300 pesos. That's small amount of money. But if you can fund it first, my suggestion is fund it first. Find your first few customers who will buy from you, and you can roll the money from there. Because if you don't have your first few customers, then even if you have all the capital in the world, you can't sell. You're not going to be able to sell. So find the first few customers willing to buy from you and then fund it first with whatever you have. Or if you're going to loan, my suggestion is just loan money from friends and family. Don't make it big. Don't make it too risky. Don't be greedy. Pray about it. Make sure you have customers willing to buy from you and then grow it from there. Grow it humbly, but steadily.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yun yung ano technical answer. Sa akin yung straightforward answer, no? It's stupid to loan for a business. Pero tama lahat yung sinabi ni Sean. Kung second, third, fourth business mo yan, yeah. Tama din yung sabi niya kapag relatives na yung, alam mo yun, walang interest. Tapos, you can, kumbaga, prolong the payment. It's okay. Kaya lang, if it's your first business, it's really stupid. Sabi nga ni Mark Cuban, only morons. You know Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks in Shark Tank, only a moron would start a business through a loan. Wala ka pang experience. Kung meron kang makikitang biggest mistake of your life, that's one of them. Pag nag-business ka, wala ka pang experience sa business, nag-loan ka, first business mo, yun, parang sinanla mo yung future na baon ka sa utang. So, and Sean's answer is more accurate. Or I mean, more,
the long answer.
The long answer, which is a wonderful ano, explanation kung ano yung dapat gawin.
From being a kid who failed 28 units and took a degree he didn't even like, Sean C. is now a CEO of a multi-million business, has businesses on the side, his own podcast, has authored 2 books, and has a beautiful family with his wife and kids. He said being an honest entrepreneur will be insanely hard, but it will all be worth it. Character over money, integrity over short-term gain. If you learned a lot from Sean in just an hour, you'll learn even more from him through his books and podcast. Here's where you can find Sean.
My book, CEO at 22, you can buy it from my website, sean.c/book. It's sean.si/book. Or it's in Lazada and Shopee. You can buy it from there. My book, 50X Your Business. So if you have a company that's scaling up, lumalaki na siya. Everything I've done from a one-man team to a 50-man team is in that book, 50X Your Business. There's no hard copy yet though, but you can buy it from Amazon for the price of 2 cups of Starbucks coffee. You can reach me via my email address. I am at sean.c. Checking in on my email every day. And in LinkedIn, I'm also there. So you can add me there and we could chat there. No problem. You could also join the Leadership Stack group. It's in Facebook. We're building that. It's a small community for now. It's less than 200 people. But there are questions posted there. And I do answer them every Thursday night on my Leadership Stack Live.
We're ending the episode with his last advice, which is something I also truly believe in.
For me, for those of you who want to start a business, there is a way to do it that would honor God. This is the dilemma that a lot of Christians face. And minsan sinasabi na lang ng mga Christians na, you know, I just be employed kasi wala akong problema sa tax. I'm not going to be convicted to do this and do that. No, there is a way to do it right. And there is a way to do it that honors God, and you're still doing it profitably. I could teach you. If you want to reach out, you want to get mentor, just email me, chat me on LinkedIn. There is a way. It is hard. It is insanely hard. It is a cut above how the world does it right now, but it is possible to do it. Also, if you want to start a business, don't invest in your product and your service. Invest first in yourself. Again, I cannot stress that enough. You guys are tuned in here. You're tuned into Jason and his teachings. He helps you to grow personally. That has a huge impact to you when you become an entrepreneur. So keep on tuning in his podcast, in his live sessions, in his YouTube, in his talks. Keep on looking for mentors like him. Read a lot of books. It's not rocket science. It's not complex to learn and grow and invest in yourself. It's not complex. It's actually quite easy. Just read books, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos that would bring you more value in the field of personal growth and in the field that you want to grow into. Public speaking, SEO, content writing, whatever it is, it's easy. It's not complex, but it takes discipline and good work ethic for you to set aside entertainment. You know, entertainment is just one click away. Ngayon, eh? Open Netflix, open YouTube, open your computer games. Whatever it is, entertainment is so easy, it's so accessible. Set that aside and make sure that you invest time in growing yourself in the more boring stuff, but in the more important stuff, because that's what is going to pay the bills someday. That helps when you're self-employed or when you are employed or when you're doing business. That's how important that is. So I can't stress that enough. I hope that helps. And I hope I added value to all of you today.
You know, Sean, I forgot to answer the 21-year-old self. Well, this just popped in my head. Sa dami kong sagot, no? Ang sagot ko is find the right mentors at 21. Find people who you have the same values with, the right mentors. And if you're someone who is young, you're listening to Sean C., you're listening to this show, I believe that may be one of the most important. Kaya follow Sean C.'s Leadership Stack. I appreciate if you follow the Unique Life podcast, but having the right relationships and building alliances. And I believe I'm blessed to have Sean C., and I can call him a dear friend.
And that was my sit down with Sean C. on entrepreneurship. Sean is one of the best examples of a person who listens and acts, who knows his dominant personality, but understands how others are different. If you want to learn about being a chameleon and use that to get to the next level, I talk about this in my books, unique understanding others by understanding you, uniquely in love for working out your romantic relationships, and unique youth to start your kids young. Well, this is also applicable to teenagers and start them early in life in the path of self-discovery. I've also featured other amazing chameleons in my podcast, so just check out the different episodes here and learn how these unique personalities successfully lived their unique lives. Thank you so much to those who have been my or our loyal listeners, followers, and please share my streams and this show to your friends so we'll get more follows on Spotify to help with the algorithm. Would appreciate that. Woo! I love you guys. Again, this is Jason Law. This is The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. See you again on the next episode. God bless you. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.